If you would like to participate in some of the upside, but never the downside, and get a reasonable range of return and a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive, then you're at the right place. It's time now for the original Safer Money Specialist, Mr. Ron Grant.
And here we are. What a weekend. You know, hey. It's a beautiful weekend. The weather's great.
It's Easter.
It's Easter weekend, and it's April Fool's.
That's so right. Can you believe that? That's crazy.
Be careful.
Yes.
I'm looking for some
you're gonna real walk in jokes.
Egg tricks on the egg hiding. There's just going to be shenanigans. So, folks, this is Saturday. You are warned.
Yeah.
Watch out. I've got a prank I'm going to pull on the kid.
Oh, my God.
I've got a prank I'm going to pull on the kid. And I don't know. But you know what the rule is, obviously, with April Fool's?
What?
Early. Early and fast.
Yeah.
Because by the time, you know, 9, 10, 11 o'clock comes around, people are like, okay, I get it. It's April 4th.
Everybody's had it then. They yeah, stuck every, you with
they
it.
They know. So you got to get people up bright and early with that. So everybody will have some fun with the pranks and with the Easter egg hunting and Easter services, everything that's happening. You know, this is a great week.
I'm going to I always go to the sunrise service next to Costco at Pierce Brothers Mortuary in Westlake. I've been doing that for... They have been doing it for about 45 years. I've been going for the last probably 10. It's awesome. You get there about 5:30 in the morning. They got space heaters. 600, 700 people in the parking
wow.
lot facing a hill. They got a lady that comes in with the sheep and the sheep herding dog. And she does the whistle. She goes, and the dogs move the herd. And she goes again. She goes, and the dogs move the herd again. It's awesome. And then inside, in the middle of the hill, there's a cross made out of white paper bags with candles in it. And it's awesome. And if the sun comes up over the hill, man, it's a double win. It's just awesome.
And you
awesome.
Are going to get good weather for this.
It's supposed to be beautiful,
it's be beautiful.
Yeah. So it's going to be nice. Yeah.
Lovely.
So, yeah, it's a great time. I love going there. It's a great service.
Well, everybody have fun. And yeah. most of all, be with your family.
Yeah.
Just enjoy. Have a good time, whatever it is that you're going to do for this weekend. Going into our eighth year here, Ron.
Yeah, I can't believe that. This is
time
it.
Time does fly, and we do have fun with all this as we leave March and go into April.
Yeah.
Talking about helping the listeners. And just big congratulations on staying with the people for all this time. And I always say with your plans, a lot of them, this is about when many people
yeah.
are saying, I've got to change my plan. And other people who weren't quite ready yet when they first heard the show
sure.
are now ready yeah. to get into the swing of things.
Yeah, and it's nice because I'm helping the people I've already helped and the people that I haven't helped yet. Getting calls and stuff like that, which is really, really nice. And, you know, the nice thing about it is, I want to thank all my clients that have referred me to people, to their friends and their neighbors. So many people have done that over the years, and I appreciate the confidence that you have in me, that I've helped you and you've referred me to your people. Because, as you know, you can't buy referrals. You got to earn them. And I appreciate that so much of your faith in me and that I've helped you. And that hopefully this year we're going to see more of you out at my client appreciation dinner in December. You know, a lot of you can make it. Of course, last year we had the fires. That was the problem. We had a lot of people that had to cancel because they were staying home, which I don't blame them. So hopefully this year we're not going to have any problems in December and we're going to have a good time. So
we also have a way, a little gifty. Maybe people will... I have a chocolate bunny tomorrow. Now, you're not giving out chocolate bunnies.
I'm not giving bunnies.
You
no.
are giving out gift cards. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, money. The nice thing about the gift card is, you know, a lot of people won't attend a public workshop dinner. We've been doing that. I've been doing that for 9 years, and you've been to just about all my dinners for the last 7.5 years anyway. And so I thought if you meet with me on a one-on-one basis, and I answer all your questions about how to keep that money 100% safe and guaranteed where you can't lose the principal, you can't lose any gains, you get a reasonable range of return, you'll get with me a no obligation to buy a $100 MasterCard or Visa card. And you know, the nice thing about it is you can have dinner on me, you can pay a bill, you can have your car worked on, whatever you want to do. It's just like a credit card. So to qualify for that, you need to be between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you want to keep safe and guaranteed with me. You know, with me, you'll never, ever miss the upside of Wall Street, just the downside of Wall Street. You know, back in 08, when the market tanked almost 50%, you know, my clients and I, we got zeros. And a zero is always better than a loss. The other thing I'm going to provide for you is a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive. And your 401ks, your 403bs, et cetera, can't say that because they're in risk. That's how the money's invested. You know, I don't do risk for myself. I'm not going to do risk for my clients. And the other thing, and one of the most important things, along with the principal protection that I'm going to do, remember, I'm building the foundation for you of the house. The house has to stand on a strong foundation, and that's what I do for myself and for my clients. We're going to stop you paying those fees that you're paying to your financial planner, your stockbroker, your 401k company, your 403b company, etc. You know, when you pay those fees to these people in these institutions, it takes away from your returns. It eats up into your returns. It's that simple. So we're going to stop that, and we're going to let you sleep at night knowing that you can't lose your principal, you can't lose any gains, and it's real simple. So to get the gift card, meeting with me one-on-one, give me a call, 805-660-1313, and we'll make it happen.
That's how it is. Now we're going to have some songs for this morning. Are you ready before we go to our first break?
Yeah, what year are you going to go with?
This year I am going to say, boy, that's a great question. I think we're in about 68, 69.
Okay.
68, 69, and here we go. Oh.
It's White Rabbit with Gracie Slick and the Jefferson Airplane.
That is correct.
What, are you kidding?
See what I did? It's Easter.
It's Easter.
So
White
I got
Rabbit.
A White Rabbit in there.
Yeah, Gracie Slick was great.
Love the way she sings here.
Yeah, she's had a great
voice. And it's very mysterious.
Yeah.
I think they were smoking something.
I think they were.
Yeah, you know, and one of the lyrics that I never got, and I had just saw
it. Wahooka.
Yeah, the hookah.
The hookah.
A lot of people forget. Didn't know back then.
Nah, we didn't know what
it was. Like a
was.
Bong of water,
yeah,
pipe or something like that, but it's a hookah.
Yeah.
And we know a hookah.
Hookah.
Something different. Okay, Ron Grant, one for one.
Hey.
You got the artist and you got the song. Got
to play the lotto for tonight. Yes, I'm hot.
You got it going on. So here is Ron Grant, the original Save for Money specialist on KVTA. Get a pen, get a paper, whatever you take notes on. You're going to want to take some of those notes coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Here is what Rose from Simi Valley posted on my website.
Thank you for your wonderful presentation. You were very easy to understand. I don't usually go to these dinners. I'm afraid they'll try to sell me something. You and your daughter were very polite, and there was no pressure. I will make an appointment after tax time.
And this is what Bob and Mary from Camarillo have to say.
We have been to a couple other programs, and yours was the best. Your program was straight and to the point. We felt comfortable with you and look forward to you helping keep our money safe.
Carol from Ventura posted on my website.
Ray and I have gone to 3 of these dinner programs, and yours was by far the best. Thanks for your upfront message and your non-pressure style.
Call me for a one-on-one, no pressure, just information, and you walk away with a $100 Visa or MasterCard to use any way you want. I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Call me at 660-1313. That's 660-1313.
And we are back with Ron Grant. It's a weekend of fun and family and celebration.
Right. Easter
weekend.
Yep.
And that's what we have here, is celebrate with your family and you have yourself a good time. Now, let's start it off with kind of the basics so people out there would know, are they a candidate for Ron Grant? So what does your perfect client look like?
Well, you know, there's a couple things that I'm looking for when I try to help people. Number one, you know, do they have some liquidity? Number two, do they have more money coming in every month than going out? Those are two important things for me to be able to help people. And so I found the right age, the sweet spot for me is about 55 to 75. I do a lot of 401k, 403b, 457, TSA, TSP rollovers. But I do a lot of non-qualified money too. And that's where you just, you know, you've already paid the taxes on the money. You might have sold your house. You might have sold your boat. Somebody might have left you a death benefit. And so I do both sides, qualified and non-qualified. Do I help younger people? You betcha. I've got some 18 and 20 and 25-year-old and 30-year-olds that we've been doing Roth IRAs for, helping them get set up. In fact, you know, if you haven't done your retirement, if you haven't got an IRA yet set up, give me a call. We're time's running out. April 15th is coming. And don't wait till the last second because it takes time to get this thing done. And we've got to get that. They've got to have the money. I think there's a holiday there. So I think we have to have it by the 16th is the latest. But don't wait that long. And the reason I say the 55 to 75 is because the products that the insurance companies offer, and I deal with all of them, there's like there's probably more than 50, but you know, I deal with the top 37 for sure, and I deal with the top 4 to 6 on a daily basis. Of course, they got to earn our business. But the 55 to 75 age group has the has the perfect products in it. That's really what I found. Now, do I have some older clients? You betcha. I got some 90-year-olds that have bought, you know, products. Back in the day, and I'm talking a couple years ago, we had some great products that were taking us all the way up to 87. Now they've backed it down to about 80. And the sweet spot really for the products are about 55 to 75. There's some other products out there that aren't indexed. That I can help with the 85 to 90 year old class. And they're not bad, but they're not as good as the index. The younger people, you know, especially if they don't need the tax break, if they don't need a deduction of any kind, because a traditional IRA, as you know, you put $5,500 in if you're under 50 or $6,500 if you're over 60, over 50. And the bottom line is, you know, you can take that off your taxes. Well, a lot of the younger people don't need that, but they don't want to pay taxes later on, and taxes are going to be higher down the road. So I recommend that they look at the Roth IRA for that, because now they're going to pay the taxes up front why taxes are cheaper, and then down the road when they go to take the money out, you know, they don't have to pay any taxes. So the sweet spot is 55 to 75. Even when I did all those dinners for all those years, I invited people. The mail piece that I sent out was always targeted to 55 and 75-year-olds. But again, I've got younger clients and I've got older clients, but I'd say the bulk of my client base is the 55 to 75-year-olds. And that's kind of what I'm looking for. And then again, remember, you got to have more money coming in every month than going out, and you got to have some liquidity other than the money that I'm going to help you with, and you have to have some net worth. And state of California is kind of funny. They think anybody over 65 is stupid, that they can't make decisions. So we have to have more net worth on the people over 65 than we do on the people under 65. So for whatever the state's reason is, I don't know, but that's what we have to follow the rules. So if that makes sense to you and you're in that category and you'd like some safer money, you'd like me to build a strong foundation for you. You know, that retirement blueprint is so important. We talk about that, and give you mailbox money. That's money that you can get in your mailbox every month, quarterly, semi-annually, annually, or you get an electronic fund into your account. That's how I excel. That's how I help people. And that's what we'll do for you. So I want you to go on my website, that's safermoneyspecialist.com. And there's some great third-party educational information there. I've got some testimonials that have called in off the radio. I've got some email testimonials. I've got some third-party videos and stuff there. In fact, if you have a 401k, 403b, there's a 9-minute video there from Steve Croft of 60 Minutes. It's called The 401k Recession. And boy, when I saw it, I was angry, and I don't own a 401k. You've got to take a look at it. If you look at up at the top of my page, right near me, there's a picture of me on the microphone. In red, it says, if you own a 401k, 403b, click on here and look at it and take a look at it. And then if you have some questions, you can always get back to me. You can actually email me from that site. The other website that I have is, and especially listen up, you people that are either have already retired or are going to retire in the next 3 to 5 years. I want you to download my book. It's 10 Things to Know About Retirement Income, and it's important. I get a lot of hits on that every day. People want to go in and take a look at the book. There's a 1-minute video that you can take a peek at if you want, and then you can download the book or read it, you know, whatever you want to do. It's the initial I as an Indian, want income for life.com. So it's I want income for life.com. And click onto that and take a peek at it. And then, like I said, if you want, download the book. And then you can always email me at ron@safermoneyspecialist.com. Or you can call me, 805-660-1313.
And what I like about some of these products, when you talk about somebody who is a few years older, they have the confidence that they'll get that income And then when they finally pass, if you will, their money will go to the beneficiaries.
Yeah.
And it makes so much sense because you know that money's safe. You know you're going to get an income. Right. And then when you're done on terra firma here, whoever you want, whether it's
your dog, your cat, who fund, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It will go where you designate.
Yeah, and that's important because a lot of people, you know,
well, where did my money go?
That's
yeah,
right.
It's like, well, it's
gonna go to me. I'm gonna remember. Yeah, I used to joke about that at the dinners, and they'd look at me. They go, "What? You're keeping my money?" I go, "No, I'm just kidding you. Your beneficiaries get the money
always,
always,
and that's the way it goes, that's why it's protected.
It's
a great feature. So let's talk about indexed annuities. How they're not the same, and why you need to deal with someone that has a lot of experience in there, because we know there's people out there all over the place. People became experts on installing artificial turf.
Oh, yeah.
Who'd never done it in their life, but they saw the market was there,
yes.
And they jump in. And all of the hot tubs in the old days, everybody became an expert, you had to find the person. And with you, it's the same thing. Suddenly, everybody becomes an expert, but they don't have a history in the business.
The last 2 years, I'd say that people are coming out of the woodwork on index
solar
annuities.
Solar is another one, too. But index annuities in your game, which you've done on here for 8 years.
Well, actually, I've done it for 9 years, but on radio for 8 years. But the thing is, here's what I found. I found, financial planners and stockbrokers don't like what I do because they don't derive money from it. They don't get a fee from it because I get paid from the insurance company, like car insurance, fire insurance, life insurance, health insurance, if I help you. And it doesn't come out of your money. It comes out of the insurance company's marketing budget. You know, when you have stocks, bonds, mutual funds, oil, gas, real estate trust, that all comes out of your pocket. That's how you pay the financial planner, the stockbroker. But I've noticed a lot of them now are starting to say, hey, you know what? I can do what Ron Grant does. And unfortunately, they really can't. They've got some products, but the products really aren't that great. You know, I deal with the top 4 to 6 each and every day, the caps. First of all, we talk about caps. Caps are like every year they can change, okay? There's a couple caveats on how these things work. Called a ceiling cap. Right now, the ceiling caps are between 18 and 24%, depending on what index you use, like the Dow Jones Industrial, the Standard & Poor's 500, the NASDAQ 100, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? So they change. And I've seen them as high as 34%. I've seen them as low as 8%. But here's the situation. Market goes up, we got to go up with it. Market drops, we don't drop with it. And that's the nice thing about it. Each and every year that there's a gain, we lock it in. Well, also, participation rate is very important. And I've noticed some people that have come to the dinners and have called me off my radio when we do the appointment, the one-on-one, and some of them have some annuities they want me to look at. And what I found is that the people that have purchased stuff are getting less than 100% participation. Now, I don't know why anybody would want less than 100% participation, but that's what they were sold, and that's what they have now. 50% participation, 75% participation. Doesn't make sense to me. You know, if the market gets a 10, I want you to get the 10. I don't want you to get a 5 or a 7. It doesn't make sense to me to do that. Okay? So that's one thing right there. The other thing is the companies that I do business with, I research them. And I know what the caps are. And a lot of the companies out there have what we call teaser caps. If you guys remember years ago, and I think they're still doing it now, but on the mortgages, you know, you go in for a variable mortgage and they give you a low teaser rate for a year or 2 years. And all of a sudden, wham, that rate would just jump up high. Well, this is just the opposite. They're giving you a high caps now. And next year or the year after, boom, the caps drop down to the basement and you can't make any money. And that's important. It's important because you're signing up for a period of time, 6 years, 7 years, 10 years, whatever. The bottom line is you want to be able to make some money. So just because someone says I can sell an index annuity doesn't mean that they know what they're doing. You've got to ask a lot of questions. You need to know participation rate, caps. You know, how have the caps changed over the years? The liquidity and strength of the company. You know, there's a company, one of the companies, my top company that I deal with, keeps $1.90 for every dollar you and I put up. The majority of the companies here in the state of California have to keep at least $1.02 for every dollar you put up, which is still better than a bank. You know, banks are right, I think, minus 11 cents for every dollar you put up right now. But you have to really know, and I revert back to that commercial in December, end of November, beginning of December, it starts really heavy. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. I think it starts around Thanksgiving. But it's a diamond commercial, and they start talking about the diamonds, and then they end with, if you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. And that's important. You know, why would you want to go in and buy you give a guy $10,000 for a diamond, and you come to find out it's a cubic zirconian, you know, you'd be pretty upset. So I do my due diligence every year. Every month I look at the products, I look at the companies, I see where their caps are and everything else. And this is what I've done for a long time. And, you know, I'm not bragging, but I move a lot of money out of Wall Street. You know, I've mentioned this before. I'm in a marketing group of over 300 agents, men and women throughout the United States, that do what we call the safer money stuff. Last year, our group took $5.5 billion, with a B, out of Wall Street. Wall Street was up. Wall Street's been up. But people understand that. Remember, we're not going to miss the upside of Wall Street. We're only going to miss the downside of Wall Street with us doing the safer money. $5.5 billion out of Wall Street and put it in safer insurance products, index linked accounts. So think about that for a minute. Remember, my job is to build a strong foundation. And then when you go up with the walls and the ceiling, if you want that to be stocks and bonds and mutual funds, that's your business. But I want to build the foundation strong for you. And that's my goal. And that's what I do. I only do two things. I do long-term care insurance and I do indexed annuities. That's my focus. That's what I focus on. When we come out, if I'm going to talk to you at your house or you come into the office, those are the two things we're going to be talking about. Nothing else. And I know a lot of people, when I've gone to their house or they've come to the office, you know, the first thing they say is, well, you know, I'm okay over here. I'm okay over there. I just want either talk about safer money or in some cases they talk about long-term care insurance. And that's what we focus on. You know, we don't try to, we're not everything to everybody. You can't be all things to everybody. You have to focus on something. And that's where I'm the specialist in this field. And if I can help you, please give me a call, 805-660-1313.
You know, I was hanging with my buddies the other day, and they were asking me about the 2012 disclosure rule and why the rule is not helping 401k, 403b investors. And I thought, I don't know. But I know somebody who does know the answer to that question, and that's Ron Grant. So tell us, what is exactly the 2012 disclosure rule, and why is it not a help?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because this is 2018, and you would think people would have gotten that by now. But there's a lot of people that are coming into the job market that are signing up for 401ks, and they don't really kind of understand it. You know, most workers, despite the best efforts by the federal regulators and other, seemingly don't know or care how much they're paying in fees to their financial planner, their stockbroker, their 401k company, in their retirement plans. But they should. That's because paying high fees for your 401k, likely, it does reduce the overall investment returns, and ultimately, the overall size of your nest egg. I mean, and think about it. You know, what did you get up every morning? You put your feet on the cold floor and you went to work. And many of you scrimped and saved every year. For what? The golden years. And you're going to let the financial planners and the stockbrokers and the 401k companies take it away in fees? Yeah, my clients and I, we don't like that. So we don't do that. Okay. Understanding how much you're paying in fees is a critical step to financial security. And Lori Rowley, the co-founder of National Association of Retirement Plan Participants in San Francisco, says, so what should you know about 401k fees and expenses? Well, the disclosure, it's the law. First of all, the Labor Department, so-called the 401k fee disclosure rule, went into effect back in 2012. Okay? Under the rule, the plan administrators are required to mail you quarterly statements showing your investment rates of returns, investment-related fees, expenses, including any amounts the plan deducted from your account to cover administrative expenses. That's important. Whose money is it? It's your money. Don't you want to know what you're paying in fees? I would. I'm a consumer. I definitely would want to know. Don't feel alone. By the way, if you don't know how much you're paying in fees, your 401k plan, 403b, etc., 83% of Americans didn't even know they were paying a fee, according to AARP. Okay, only half of the participants even noticed their fee information was disclosed, and just 7% took any action in response to learning how much they were paying in their 401k fees. According to the 2013 Retirement Confidence Survey, of the 7% who took action, one-third moved their money out of the expensive investments, 23% withdrew them from the plan, and 8% increased the share investment in less expensive investments. You know, guys, millions of workers, American workers, have no idea how much they're paying. One of the primary reasons is because the process of trying to figure out how much you're paying is difficult. You got to go on a treasure hunt almost. They're not going to make it easy for you because they don't want you to know what they're charging you. It's that simple. It's a disclosure rule. They should be doing this. According to Rowley, the plan participants should need a secret decoder ring to figure out how much they're paying for the retirement plan. But many of them do. You know, the fees fall into three categories, and that's what we want to talk about. As classified by the Labor Department, the 401k fees fall into three categories: the plan administrator fees, investment fees, individual fees. Okay, that's what it is. Now, plan administrative fees, the day-to-day operation of the 401k plan involves expenses for basic administrative services such as plan record keeping, accounting, legal services, trustee services. In some cases, these plan administrator expenses are covered by investment fees deducted from investment returns. In other cases, the fees are a separate charge borne by the employer or charged directly against the assets in the plan. That's coming out of your hide. When charged directly, the fees are allocated among the plan participants. That's you guys out there. Now, those are larger, and the ones that have the larger accounts are paying the biggest fees, which makes sense. You have the small account, you're paying small fees. Most 401k plan operating expenses, and those for the 403b and the 457 plans and well, are paid from plan assets, said Wayne Borgeson, president of PFE Advisors in Southborough, Massachusetts. He said another way is they're paid by the participants. That's you guys. You are paying that money. And what's important note, Borgeson said, these investment-related expenses are not disclosed on an annual fee disclosure notice because they're paid out of the revenue share paid to the record keeper for some or all of the plan's funds. See, to me, that is unethical. Darn it, it's my money. I want to know where the money's going. So at a minimum, plan participants should not be bullied into thinking that they're all paying for their 401k plan administrative fees. Most people see administrative fees because they're right on the statement and may think, oh, it's $30 annual fee. That's all I'm paying? Oh, that's okay. No big deal. Yeah, right. Also note, fees pay for services, so make sure you're getting what you pay for. Check, for instance, to see whether you're plan is paying for financial advice, and if you're getting it paid for and you're not using it, well, that's another thing that you're getting dinged on. Investment fees. By far the largest component of the 401k plan fees and expenses are those associated with managing the plan investments. And this is per the Labor Department. Fees for investment management and other investment related services generally are assessed as a percentage of assets invested. Advisors say that the investment fees must not be overlooked. The 401k fee with the biggest impact is the mutual fund management and marketing fee. And then you got the expense ratio, but it's typically buried in the prospectus, and it looks like a little small percentage, says Carter. People don't notice, but it eats away your return over time, over time, over time, like a river wearing away a rock to create a valley. Individual service fees. In addition to the overall administrative expenses, there may be individual service fees associated with the optional features offered under the 401k plan. For example, fees associated with the 401k loan. How much are you paying? Now, here's where it gets even more complicated. And this is according to Brooks Herman, the head of the BrightScope in San Diego. Fees can vary from a short summary to dozens of pages of a disclosure document, he said. This part could be a little painful to figure out, but it's absolutely critical to your future financial. Okay? So well worth it, says Rowley. You have to do a little homework here to figure out the fees. See, I don't like that. You know, I'm putting my hard-earned money in, and I want to get a return. I don't want to have to go on a treasure hunt and sit down and dig and find where the fees that I'm paying and the percentages. Why should I have to do that? I'm paying an astronomical amount of money. They should be able to provide that for me. Well, the Labor Department's sample 401k plan fee disclosure form, for instance, suggests identifying investment product fees, plan administrative expenses, plan startup or conversion-related charges, and service provided termination-related charges. But in reality, It's, well, easier said than done. I wish it was easier, said Herman. Disclosure varies from record keeper to record keeper. There should be something just uniform, guys. They've been doing this forever. You know, since 74, they've been having 401ks. You mean they can't come up with something that's uniform? Yeah. For some cases, to the point, note the differences in format among the disclosure statements provided by record keepers. If you can't find what you need in your fee disclosure statement, Rowley suggests, going to your human resources or employee benefit department and asking for a breakdown of the fees you are paying. You can also call your plan record keeper. You got to get on these people. They should be giving you the information. Are the fees reasonable? Well, once you have an idea of what you're paying and paying for, you decide if the fees that you are paying are reasonable, said Rowley. The law requires the fees charged in a 401k plan be reasonable. Rather than setting a specific level of fees that are permissible, Rowley explains, those fees will vary depending on a large part of the size of your employer's 401k plan. On an average, it's 1.4% for small employers and a 0.85% for medium employers and 0.5% for larger employers. Well, FYI, guys, you can go to the website BrightScope to research the fees you're paying and compare and contrast to them the plans that are similar in terms of asset size, the number of plan participants, and the employer's industry. BrightScope, BrightScope. Check on it. Boy, just upsets me. You know, they're charging the fees and they're not letting people know even what they're paying. Also, too, you might be paying fees, different fees than the person you sit next to at work, said Herman. If you own all index funds and your neighbor owns all active funds, chances are you're paying less, said Herman. It's all about share class. The plan participant at small employers will pay more for their 401k. Makes sense to Borgeson. It's all about class. Share class, that is, said Borgeson. If the plan is small with less than $50 million in assets, you generally won't find the least expensive share class being used unless the employer is subsidizing the plan expenses, which many do, said Borgeson. The objective over the time for the plan is to move to the least expensive share class for every fund within the plan. But even though the plan participants at small employers tend to pay more for their 401ks than other workers in that fund, the 401k plan still might be less expensive than funds bought retail, off the shelf, so to speak. Retirement plans, even small plans, can purchase investment options at less cost than individual investors, said Borgeson. Boy, let me tell you, that is crazy. And cheapest isn't automatically best. When contemplating which investments to choose for your 401k, don't lose sight of the forest for the trees. First, establish your asset allocation. And don't just automatically choose the lowest cost funds if they don't fit your allocation strategy. Once you know how much to invest, say in the large caps versus the small caps, likely you then compare funds with similar investment objectives to figure out where to invest. Okay, that's the situation. And your plan sponsor should ask for lower fees. I agree 100%. Borgeson also noted that many times the plans are using the most expensive share classes, needlessly, all they might need to do is renegotiate their operating expenses. The two biggest plan expenses are record-keeping fees and investment advisor fees. And since most plans, record-keeper fees dwarf the advisor fee, that's where to start. Guys, I got to tell you something. Your advisor is making a ton of money. That's how they live. And they're eating away at your 401k, 403b, etc. Lower administrative fees. You can always lower the share classes used to pay for these fees and pass the savings on to the participants. Wouldn't that be nice? I think that would be awesome if they would do that for you, okay? That's what's happening. You've got to go and talk to them and find out, listen, what's going on here? What am I doing, okay? This is what it is. Now, I got to tell you something. Study reveals that the 401k disclosure rule is not helping. Well, we knew that wasn't going to work anyway. In an effort to add transparency to the 401k administrative, the Department of Labor created the new rule in 2012 that required the 401k plan providers to disclose all fees associated with the plan administrations, the investments, and the other expenses. The idea was that the more information there were about the money, where it was going on the administrative side, the 401k owners could make better decisions about how, when, and whom to invest with. Unfortunately, it appears that these disclosures are not particularly insightful for the majority of 401k owners, and that nearly half of them still have no idea where their money goes in the fees and the expenses even after the disclosures are made. This is sad, very sad. Why in the world would you want to invest in something that you don't know what your true expenses are and what you're really making on this situation? Well, that's where I come in. I take my people out of the 401ks, the 403bs, etc., and I put them in an IRA where it's safe, it's guaranteed. They can't lose their principal, they can't lose any gains, they get a reasonable range of return. We get a guaranteed lifetime income that they can't outlive. And that's the beauty of it. It's exactly what it is. So if this is important to you to help you build the foundation, a strong foundation, let's take a look at the retirement blueprint. This is what I do. Build the foundation strong where you can't lose that principal. You can't lose any gains. You get to sleep at night. You get a reasonable range of return. And fantastic, I can provide a guaranteed lifetime income for you that you can't outlive. The top 1% of our nation gets income from multiple sources. Why wouldn't you? Give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me help you.
Are you ready for another tune?
Yeah, we're still in 68?
No.
Oh, now we're jumping. Oh,
yeah, about 10 years ahead.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Oh, geez.
Here we go.
Eddie Money.
Eddie.
Oh, it's not Eddie Money?
No.
Oh, Eddie Rabbit.
Yes. Yeah. Remember the theme.
Yeah. Yeah, you're on to Rabbit.
Now, this is Shooting Pool and Flat Warm Beer. Huge hit. I think it's a urban cowboy thing. Here it goes. Drive My Life Away. He played Thousand Oaks at Jungleland when it was closed.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, afterwards. They used to have concerts there in that big parking lot before the theater went in. Eddie Rabbit, Driving My Life Away.
Eddie Rabbit
being the key for Easter weekend. See what we're doing?
Easter Bunny.
There's a theme right here with Ron Grant, the original Save for Money specialist. We will be back in just 60 seconds.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Save for Money specialist. I'd like to introduce you to one of my clients, Pablo Ortiz.
Thanks, Ron. As my client, I appreciate your business. 6 years ago, I attended your seminar, and I was impressed, especially that you delivered what you promised. I'm so happy that I took some of my money and invested it with you in a product that has kept it safe and has actually grown it very nicely since April of 2011. I'm very close to retirement now and just couldn't afford to lose any of my money. Folks, I recommend this product, and most importantly, I recommend Ron Grant. When I went to his seminar, he bought me dinner. But today, he's made it even easier for you to hear about keeping your money safe. A one-on-one with Ron will make a difference in your financial security, and he'll even give you a $100 certificate to have dinner on him. Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Call him. You'll be glad you did. And if you haven't written down his number yet, it's 660-1313. That's 660-1313.
Yes, and we're back with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist, as we go into our eighth year. Always a gift of some kind, and peeps are chicks, sort of. Peeps, do you?
Peeps are chicks.
They're okay.
Yeah.
But Chick-fil-A is the one and only, and we love our Chick-fil-A. How does somebody win right now?
Yeah, it's awesome, man. I want to thank Robert again so much for, he's the owner and operator over there at Chick-fil-A here in Ventura. He's next to, where's he next to? Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah, Chuck E. Cheese and Burlington Coat Factory. Oh, I guess we can't call it Coat Factory anymore. It's just Burlington. I guess they took that coat out of there. Anyway, we're going to be giving out two cards to two people today to be our guest over at Chick-fil-A. And when you get, if you win, you go over there and mention to Robert that you want him on the Safer Money Solution Show. You get your choice of the Chick-fil-A original sandwich, the grilled sandwich, the spicy chicken sandwich, or the Chick-fil-A nuggets. You can get the original or the grilled 8-count. So here's what I want you to do. Go to your phone, go to your iPad, go to your computer, whatever. I don't care. I need your name, your address, and your phone number. I don't sell it. I have to give it to Robert because he wants to know who won his cards. They're his cards, so I have to follow the rules. I will mail out the cards personally, myself, Ron Grant, on Monday, okay? I want you to go to your computer. The first two people, and it's timed. I see it when it's timed. I will mail these out to you. It's Ron at safermoneyspecialist.com. That's what I want you to do. In the subject line, put Chick-fil-A, and the winners, I will definitely get the cards out to you. Believe me, you'll have fun, and you can take a guest, and it's all good stuff.
I want to retire like a millionaire. How do I do that?
Yeah, a lot of people do. And, of course, you know, unfortunately, Spence, the way the brokers and stuff have talked to you about this, about that 4% that should be taken out type of stuff, we're going to address that right now. So what we're going to do is we want you to really retire like a millionaire, but, you know, with half the money. Okay, the financial planners, you got to start with a million to be able to retire like that. So let's look at a scenario where a 60-year-old, and we're going to call her Mrs. Risk, she wants to make that magic $1 million by the age of 65. That's 5 years. She knows that she's going to have to put up some money in the risk to hit a million. But then she should be able to retire like a millionaire. This is because at 65, her broker told her she could take 4% withdrawal off of the $1 million and that she should be okay for income for the rest of her life. Well, that 4% gave her $40,000 of income, plus her pension, plus Social Security. She can now retire like a millionaire. Well, for a little while. But wait, is that payment guaranteed? I don't think so. Now let's take a look at another scenario. We will call this lady Mrs. Safety. And Mrs. Safety didn't want to take the risk. What would her options be? First of all, she doesn't have $1 million, okay? She's got $571,000 at age 60. So what she does is she purchases an indexed annuity. That's what she did. She purchased a guaranteed indexed annuity where she can't lose her principal, she can't lose any gains, and she gets that lifetime income. So at 65, she can take a guaranteed $40,000 for the rest of her life and never, ever, ever have to worry about running out of money again. See, Mrs. Safety was very happy with this because she knew at the worst case scenario that she was not bullish about the market returns, okay, in the stock market. She knew that years ago it was great, but she knows now it's a global economy, okay? And after all, if she's going to live on this for the rest of her life, she wants to know it's guaranteed, it's safe, it's backed by major companies where she can't lose her principal and she can't lose her gains. So who would you rather be? Want to be Mrs. Risk, who tries to make $1 million, and by the way, she needs the million to do it, and take the 4%. By the way, that fails 70% of the time. Or would you rather be Mrs. Safety? Take about half the million, 571 to be exact, and guarantee your retirement income will be there for the rest of your life. You see, we take the 570, and we get the payout, the guaranteed payout, for the rest of her life. Now, my stuff is all tax deferred. Okay? So if this was an IRA, okay, or a 401k that we rolled over, okay, she doesn't have to pay taxes until she takes it out, except for her required minimum distribution at age 70, where the government says you have to take the money out, okay, otherwise there's a 50% penalty and you're not going to want to pay that penalty. But what if this is a non-qualified product? Like you already earned the income, or you sold your boat or your house. Think about that for a minute. If you're in a stock market and your gains at the end of the year, whatever you gained, $1 or $1 million, you're going to get a 1099 on that before January 31st, and you're going to pay taxes on it, and it's going to take away from the returns that you earned the prior year. Well, mine is tax deferred. So on that same non-qualified issue, if you had the same money with me and you earned $1 or $1 million profit, you don't get a 1099 on that until you take the money out. So if you didn't take any money out, you didn't get a 1099, which means you and your money grew faster at a faster rate. So if you would like to retire like a millionaire, and this scenario seems plausible for you, let me help you. Go to my website, that's safermoneyspecialist.com. Send me an email from there. and we'll help you.
Ready for another song and another break?
Yeah, are we
okay,
on?
Okay, here we go. We're going in the way back machine now.
Oh boy. Oh, it's
all you get.
Yeah, hold on.
It's all you get. Okay, a little more.
It's give it to me. It's
come on.
It's
you got to think of the theme. La la la. La la la.
It's At the Hop, and it's Danny and the Juniors.
That's it.
Bam.
Okay, At the Hop. See, the theme continues.
Yeah,
with
hippity
the bunnies
hop, hippity hop.
The Easter.
Aren't you a sly guy?
Ron Grant, yes, and oh, we'll continue God. Here with Ron Grant coming back in 60 seconds.
Are you currently receiving steady paychecks? What about when you're retired? Will you receive a monthly check to cover your expenses and also have some fun? Ron Grant, the Safer Money Specialist, calls this Mailbox Money on his Safer Money Solutions radio show. It's the monthly check you'll receive throughout retirement. Ron wants to remove the stress from your retirement. He doesn't want you to worry about if the money will show up or how much money you'll receive. The only thing he wants you to think about is how to spend it when it arrives. Find out how to get enough money in your mailbox every month when you're retired. Call Ron at 660-1313. He has a retirement blueprint he will share with you. It will show you how to build a nest egg that will provide you with the guaranteed monthly income you'll need in retirement. Call Ron at 660-1313 to schedule a meeting and receive your retirement blueprint. Call now, 660-1313.
And we are back with Ron Grant, going into his eighth year here on News Talk 1590 KVTA. And let's get to it here with bonuses.
Yeah.
What a bonus is, and how does a bonus work in conjunction with the safe products that you offer? Everybody loves a little extra, a little bonus.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because years and years and years ago, I know when my grandmother, we lived in North Hollywood, and she took me to the Bank of America one day, and she opened up a passbook account. And the lady said, you know, Mrs. Grant, thank you for opening up a passbook account, and we have a gift for you. And they handed my grandmother a chrome toaster. And I remember it to this day because I got to carry it around all day. She took me to lunch, went to this great little place on Lancashire Boulevard. It was it had a train that went around the counter and delivered your burger. It was kind of cool. Right now, the bonuses are cash. They're giving you money, and they're giving it to you up front, basically. So let's assume you put $100,000 in. You're going to get, right now, we've got many different bonuses, but there's one company out there that stands head and shoulders over anybody right now. Not only because of the bonus, but because of the liquidity that they keep and how strong they are and how long they've been doing this. But they're given a 20% bonus. So that $100,000 now becomes $120,000. And that $120,000, that 20% is compounding, okay? Interest on top of interest on top of interest. And it's powerful. If you add any money to it, so you put the 100 in, now you got 120. And let's say you add some money in a few months or 6 months or any time during that 12-month period of time, you get another 20% bonus on that. And again, that bonus is compounding. And it is powerful. You're going to see two values on your statement. You're going to see one with the bonus and one without the bonus. It's a thank you for moving your money over with this company. And basically, that's what it is. And I have several companies that have bonuses. And it depends on what you're looking for. Some bonuses you need to take income. Some bonuses you don't need to take income. Some bonuses they'll give you for 1 year. Some they'll give you for 7 years. It just depends on the product and what you're looking for. But keep in mind that that's compound interest. And it's the most powerful thing in the universe. So hopefully you understand that. And it's a good way to help build some of the money that you might not have put in like you should have. You know, I run across 4 to 5 new people a day. That's who I meet with. And the majority of you are going to outlive your money, unfortunately. Yeah. Why? 3 reasons. Number 1, you didn't start early enough. Number 2, you didn't put enough away. But number 3, and this is the big offender, you stayed in risk too long. Stocks, bonds, mutual funds. You thought you put cramming that money in that 401k, getting that 3% or that 4% or that 5% match, but it's in risk. That's the problem. Problem is risk. That's what it is. And remember, if you're going to retire here on the coast, you need about 80 to 85% of your current income to live here. If you want to go down south, Tennessee, maybe 60%. If you would like me to continue to help you build something, and I call it the foundation. See, if you're in Wall Street, you don't have the foundation built. You're on quicksand. I build the foundation on rock solid concrete, and that's where my house is built on. And then we build up the walls. If you'd like your foundation strong, give me a call. 805-660-1313.
Phone call, Will Hart.
Mr. Will Hart, who is my metal man. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Ron. How are you, sir?
Good. How's your Saturday going?
It's going beautiful.
Good. I want to wish you and your family a very happy Easter. Are you doing anything special?
Well, you know, Easter egg hunt. You know, I have a 10-year-old, so got to have it fun for him.
Yeah, you putting any 10s or 20s inside those plastic eggs for him?
Maybe not 10 to 20, maybe a couple of fives.
I'm just kidding you, buddy. Well, if you haven't heard of Will Hart, he does metals for me. He's helped me with my IRA. We've got gold in that IRA, and I believe in true diversification, what we call class diversification. He's helped an awful lot of my clients protect their money and do some class diversification. So first of all, let's talk about what the difference is between paper gold and real gold that I can hold in my hands and rub together and just fall all over it and enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you something, Ron. That's my number one concern that people have immediately when they talk to us is this is physical, right? Not paper gold. And so a lot of people are learning the difference, and that is simply that paper gold is based on a leveraged portfolio. In other words, there's $1 million gold sitting in a vault, as an example, and they'll leverage it 400 to 500, possibly even more, times against that pile of gold. With us, you actually get the physical, tangible product. The difference between the two is if the market goes south and the principals reach in and grab the $1 million worth of bars that are sitting in there, well, now you have a piece of paper leveraged against an empty bolt. You don't want to be in that situation. That's why it's better to have the real McCoy.
Yeah, well, you know, the bottom line is like you said, you know, if you're one of the tiny investors, you know, maybe you got 50,000 or 60,000 or even 100,000 in there, you could lose it all because the big guys go in and grab it, and now you got nothing left.
Correct.
And it's terrible. Well, I got the real gold. I got gold coins. You had me buy in increments, which was nice, 1/8 ounce, 1/4 ounce, 1/2 ounce, which is kind of cool. What are some of the options to buy physical gold and silver, and how do you get the money stored? You know, how do they store the gold or the silver, I should say, either one?
So, again, you can purchase metals with cash, and, of course, you can also purchase metals with a retirement account, and the metals would be stored either what we call private storage, where you store the metals yourself, or we can utilize the depository, which is the one we use, is the Delaware Depository in Wilmington, Delaware, the second largest depository in our country. So the metals can be stored there. And then again, like we've talked about in the past, anytime the individual wants to liquidate a portion or all of the metals get shipped back to us, and then we'll wire the funds whatever account they want it to go back into. And if it's in an IRA, it's another tax-deferred penalty for rollover moving into metals, and tax for penalty-free moving back out of metals.
Cool. And that's important because you don't want to get fined. You don't want to get a penalty from the IRS. So that's
exactly
crazy.
Right.
Let's talk about the hedge against the dollar, because the dollar is hurting right now, and we got to figure out what's going on there. And why should we be protecting some of our dollars and using the metal?
Well, certainly. So you've got a situation where there's only a finite supply of gold on this planet. And so as the dollar continues to be mass-produced, gold continues to maintain its value, so it'll take more dollars to get that ounce of gold or to dig that gold out of the ground. So I always give this example. 100 years ago, a suit would cost a gentleman $20 or a 1 ounce gold coin, because that's how much gold was 100 years ago. Fast forward to today, and $20 is going to maybe buy you a pair of socks for that suit, but that 1 ounce of gold, which is a value of $1,350, you're getting a $1,350 suit. So gold always maintains its value. Again, the cost to dig it out of the ground continues to keep climbing, which, of course, continues to keep that price of gold where it's at. So if you're looking to protect and diversify your portfolio and to maintain the value of what your portfolio can buy, you'll want to get some gold and silver in your portfolio.
Yeah, you know, I like it when the broker's telling me, you know, we've got you diversified, Mr. Jones, and all they do is have him in different pots of risk. You know, true diversification is class diversification. It's gold and silver. It's an indexed annuity. It's liquidity. It's real estate. And that's what Will and I can help you do. So if you'd like to get some metals in your portfolio, give me a call, 660-1313. I'll put you in touch with Will. Like I said, he's helped me with my IRA, and he's helped a lot of my clients protect that stuff. Will, listen, have a wonderful Easter, buddy, and stay out of trouble, huh?
You too. Take care.
Thanks.
There he goes. Good advice. Got the golden egg right there.
There's the golden egg. That's right. My goodness. Spencer's still on the egg. You're all right, buddy.
All right. It's all about Easter and having some fun. Are you ready for a final tune? Well, let's get your numbers and everything together
sure,
so people
sure.
know.
805-660-1313 is my number. Tonight we're going to be at, where are we going to be? We're going to be at Fire Island Grill on Madera Road in Simi, right behind Tommy's Burgers, from 3 to 8 if you want to come out to a cruise. I want everybody to have a wonderful Easter, and let's be kind to one another.
Curveball.
It's, God, I see his face. It's Michael McDonald.
Yes.
And it's what a something will be. What a love will be.
Love this guy's voice.
Something will be. I forget what it is.
What's tomorrow?
It's tomorrow. Sunday.
What Easter. Else is it? What Easter. Else is it?
It's April 1st.
Yes, April Fool's.
April Fool's Day. Oh, what a fool will be.
Thank you.
There you go.
And he's got it. Okay.
Hey, with a little help from my buddy.
It didn't take a lot of work. Okay, one more time on the phone number. We're gone.
805-660-1313.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Here's what Kirby from Santa Paula posted on my website.
I wanted to thank you for the wonderful dinner and the great educational information. My mom made an appointment with you to help her with her investments that have lost money. Your program was very easy to understand.
And this is what Bob and Mary from Camarillo have to say.
We have been to a couple other programs, and yours was the best. Your program was straight and to the point. We felt comfortable with you and look forward to you helping keep our money safe.
Lewis from Ventura said,
my wife and I attended another workshop, and it was very confusing, and they pressured us. Yours, very clear, and we like that you didn't push yourself on us.
Call me for a one-on-one, no pressure, just information, and you walk away with a $100 Visa or MasterCard to use any way you want. I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Call me at 660-1313. That's 660-1313.